just thanking. I just thank you in your heart. Just thank you in your heart. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the blessing. Thank you for the anointing that has poured into our lives. Thank you for His grace. Thank you. Just thank you. Just thank you. Father, we want to thank you this morning. Lord, for blessing us with your presence, for blessing our hearts. Lord, for giving us the opportunity and the liberty. Lord, to bless you. Bless you by faith, knowing, receiving the assurance, Lord, that we touch your hands this morning. Lord, with our praises and with our hearts of thanksgiving and with our worship. Father, we thank you. Thank you for the blood. We are asking, Lord, this morning, Lord, that the blood will minister to us. We are asking, according to your promise, Father, that when two or three of us come together in your name, oh God, that you will be in our midst. And Lord, even we have fellowship with you and with one another, Father, your promise is that your blood will cleanse us from every unrighteousness. Thank you for the ministry of the blood, cleansing us, cleansing our hearts, cleansing our emotions, our minds, our desires at this moment. Oh God, cleansing us, Lord, granting us, cleansing us from every darkness, every inability, Lord, to forgive, every inability, Lord, not to repent, cleansing our hearts, Lord, as our souls and our spirit from every filthiness. Lord, how might be worthy to stand before you this morning. We pray and ask, O Lord, that as you speak to our hearts, Lord, that you would give bread to the eater, say to the sower, that your word, Lord, will find, Lord, a fertile ground in our hearts. The Lord will not just be hearers, but hearers and doers. The Lord will encourage us, grant us strength to be able to move on. Thank you, Father, blessed be your name. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Just have some words of encouragement for us this morning. God has encouraged us so much. You know, quite a bit of a sharing of some thought that dropped in my heart, and I pray I will be able to bring it. Just words of encouragement. The first thing that came to me was about why the Lord had to lead his children of Israel through the wilderness. I'm sure we all know it, but I'm just reminding you. I just want to remind you. He did lead them. Could have led them through a shorter path. There was a shorter path, but that shorter path was a path of warfare. They would have fought. You know, the war they would have fought when they entered the land of Canaan. They would have fought it before that time. It would have been a shorter path. And who knows? You know, there would have been much fatality. So maybe things have been able to happen. And God in His wisdom had to lead them through the long way, through the wilderness. And what God expected was supposed was to try their hearts. Amen? To try their hearts. So the heart is very, very important to us. Because He sizes our hearts. He wants to try our hearts. He's trying their hearts. Alright? Giving them opportunity to be able to come to the point where they will take over, you know, the situation that they are going through, and they will have an opportunity, upon that opportunity, to be able to repent. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is why I think for us, this has been a long journey. taking too long. And every day we say, the Lord is coming. Last year, there was this message about the Lord that is coming. The year before that, there was this message about the Lord is coming. You know, so it looks as if the Lord is taking too long to come. But let's not forget that He will come like a thief in the night. And I think that this length of time, the situation that we are passing through, brethren, God is giving us an opportunity, you know, to look at our hearts, to try our hearts, to see what is in it, and to give us the opportunity to repent. Praise God. You know, one thing about God is that God is so merciful. Can you believe that when God told the children of Israel, you know, after they have been the golden cow, the rebelled, and all that, and God told Moses, take them, I'm not going to go with them, because they are insignificant. You know, because if I go with them, I will just destroy them. My presence, they have. Praise God.
And God changed His mind. The God response is not that kind of
God, let me put it that way. That when you come and you truly repent and you look into your heart and find that, oh, genuinely, this one is sincere, repenting. God does not change His mind and be the person of God on earth. But that does not mean that we continue to see that grace in our power. That's not what I'm saying. You understand, brethren? But I'm saying that God is more than a hard man. This is a hard man. Praise the name of the Lord. If He were a hard brethren, He would have just said the Ten Commandments, Lord, that is this. You do this, you get this punishment. You have to bring about a new law. That test one, brethren, was to test us, to bring us to the understanding, brethren, that the soul that sinned will die. There's a consequence for whatever thing we do. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord is a teacher, is it not? So for young people, for children, when they go and do something, the parents will have to teach them. But after that, he knew that man didn't have the ability to keep the law. So what did he do? He brought a new covenant. Praise the name of the Lord. Father, with the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. The law of liberty. But it is not a lawless liberty. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not a lawless liberty. Even with that, God said, I will put my law in their hearts. That He will give us help. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That is your God. That is the God that you have. Hallelujah. The God that is interested in our hearts. How genuine is my heart? That is the God that we have, friends. Hallelujah. It's not the God that depends on the law. You know, people have their thing with the law. Oh, I bought share for the church. I built the church itself. In fact, I even had the bamboo movies. Because of that. Oh, I gave all my tithes. Because of that. I'm not owing you God. So I have a belief. That's not the God. God is interested in our hearts. Paul said something. You know, he said that you didn't give the way people give, but you did what? You first of all did what? Gave yourself. Brethren, that is what gives value to whatever thing you are giving to God. Whatever service you are giving to God, what is that gives value? Is first of all, we give ourselves. So what He wants is, He wants you. Not so much interested in what I have or what I can give in. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. God created the world before. It's not interested in what I will give. For the young people, it is not much of what you give to God.
Praise the name of the Lord. It is your life that you are giving to Him. That's what God wants. First of all, and when you give your life to Him, you find out that there will be a motivation, there will be a strength. Alright? And by giving what you have to God, wouldn't be that happy to God. Praise the name of the Lord. So God led them through the wilderness because He was trying their hearts. And many of them unfortunately failed. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is God not just? He's just God. He's trying our hearts too. We pray that God will help us to be able to overcome. I just thought I'd mention like the verse that Brother Jesus shared with us about Jesus not giving him hands. As he was sharing, something came to me about two loaves and five fishes. He gave thanks. And because he gave thanks, God multiplied it. Oh, thank you for these two loaves and five fishes. Thank you, Lord. God said, yeah, thank you for this. He now multiplied it. And he was able to feed 5,000. Praise God. That's why it says, in all things you should give thanks. Even if it's 3 pounds of paper you have and all that, look at it and say, Lord, thank you very much for this food. You thank God for it. You find out that 3 pounds of paper is going to feed you and sustain you all through the day. You know, God, at times, when we have what we have, we're not at times, right? Yes, I'm not saying it's not good to have. I'm not saying it is not good to save, because the Bible says, go to the ants, thou slugger. The Bible also says, he who does not walk should not what? Eat. But brethren, let us be satisfied with what you have. Give thanks on it. And you find out that it will not plan to sustain you. And then I'll think of tomorrow, next tomorrow, how will I be able to? But brethren, we forget to think about today. I want to start a business, so I'm looking for 10 million to start the business. But meanwhile, what you have in your hands, praise God, I don't know why I'm going this way, but I'm just giving a present. What you have, what is what you have in your hand? Have a staff, dry staff, dry wood. Say, draw it down, and light came into it, and it became a staff of authority that brought the children out of this world. What you have, every one of us will have something. Praise the name of the Lord. If one has told God, I don't have anything in my hand, well, God has called you, not to know God. What did he say? This is what I have. Praise the name of the Lord. Let us believe God. Pray and give thanks for what you already have. You know, most of the times, I'm always thinking of what I don't have. I'm always thinking about the hardships that came across. I'm always thinking about something that went wrong. I never remember the good days. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody says the brain of the chief. You know a chicken? You want to kill it out. Don't try. You want to kill it. It will come. You try to hit it and maybe you miss it the first time. Within about 5 minutes, it's coming back to that same place. We always forget. You know why we complain and murmur? It's because we don't remember the good times. Praise the name of the Lord. God should help us to always remember the good times and good times. Amen. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah. I will just, the scripture just came to me. We'll read through that scripture. As we read through it, whatever the Lord raised in my heart about my name, I will just share. And then, Hebrews chapter 12. Hebrews chapter 12. Now, this scripture is an exhortation from Paul to the Hebrews. And he was trying to encourage them.
follow the witness of faith, the faith that we have, to live by faith, you know, and not to faint in times of trial. You know, in some way, that's what that passage is all about. You know, we're in time of passion, and there's still going to be passion. It is not going to end tomorrow. But you know, we want it every day, week. You know, this period, the time in which we are in, I think I said it in the first century, I think. This time is a time of instant. You know, instant everything. Computer like every pastor. The phone that are making our 5G. And in fact, I have somebody talking about 5G. So everything is going fast. And you find out that our minds are kind of, you know, keen. We want everything fast, 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 fast. And that was why we find out that the children in Israel, when Moses went up to the mountain and stayed a little longer, he just got upset. He said, this man is staying too long. Maybe he's dead there. Just because they got, they went, they had no way for Moses to come down. And they had to use everything to make a difference. Because they were not patient. This time, brethren, we need to be patient. We need to be patient, brethren. God is dealing with us. God is leading us right now. Remember that song we say, He is changing me. Little by little, I'm being changed. We have made so much progress. The two of us who we are here from the beginning, I can see all of us, and I know if I can say for sure the progress that I've seen brethren made. Progress in life, progress in their character, progress in the love of God, progress in endurance, progress in overcoming. Apart from that, even progress in physical blessings. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Progress in steadfastness. I can see. You know, if you look at the old pictures, I'm sure some of us have it. Those old times, you know, we are gathering, you know, when we gathered in where was Omega? Omega was that time. Around the East West Road. If you look at the pictures of the gathering, pictures of marriages, and all that, I used to see some people around the world. Some people were very small. And I used to see, like, the TV used to take care of them. You know? I see all the small people now, they're all mothers. Fathers, and all that. Brother Simeon, all that time now. Like, you remember? Praise the name of God. We have made so much progress. And thank God that God has sustained us and we are strong and we are moving on. Praise the name of the Lord. The young men are getting strong. The fathers are getting to know the Lord more. Tomorrow, what did they say about it? You know, about growth. Praise the name of the Lord. We have made through so much progress. For brethren, even though we are closer to the end, we need to still hold on. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to hold on. It's pressing on. We have to press harder now. Pressing on to the mark of the high calling. In fact, now we need to add more efforts. It's just like an athlete that is running. In fact, the closer he or she gets to the line, the fact that they have to put in more energy because they already are on this type of energy. Praise the name of the Lord. We need to buckle up, and I think that recently God has been encouraging us. We need to buckle up. We need to add a little more pressure, a little more energy. You know, we need to believe God because, brethren, we've seen God deliverance, haven't you? At least I've seen you several times, I can tell you many. I can
tell you maybe. Yes?
Yeah,
praise the name of the Lord. So brethren, we need to be encouraged, we need to be strong. Hallelujah. We need to ask God for a refreshing. We need to ask God for a revival. We need to bring something. We should not just sit up. I mean, maybe everyone wants us to sit down and say, oh, I've tried. It's okay, I can rest now. Let us say no. Because we are the last lap of the journey. We need to press on to the mark of the high calling. So this is an exhortation from Paul to the Hebrews. So we start reading from verse 1. He says, seeing therefore, we also are compassed. We are also compassed with great a cloud of witnesses. Say, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us. And let us run with patience the race that is before us. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, as we are moving, brethren, a man is walking. We track 1 mile. But you have made a lot of dust. Praise the name of the Lord. We are in the world, but not of the world. The environment is all contaminated. The darkness is all around us. Hallelujah. So that is why, practically, every day in the morning, before we come out, we take a bath, don't we? Who does not take a bath? Well, in Europe, they don't bath.
So when you enter the, even you enter the bus itself, the water you will be specific, but they will use the tube to cover it.
Hallelujah. Because when you go out, you sweat. Right? When you sweat, and then you attract some bacteria and all that, you need to wash up. Praise the name of the Lord. So as we are running, brethren, we are accumulating dust. And he says, every weight, there are weights. Weights in your workplace, weights in your environment, weights you will get by interacting with people. People will hurt you. Right? At times it's difficult for you to be able to forgive young people who is there, who has hurt you and all that. But brethren, they will have to lay aside. As long as we are together, we will carry some weight. So he says, let us lay aside every weight. And he says, the sin that do so easily beset us. Hallelujah. You know that we find in our heart, in our souls, a song, in quotes, that wants to become the Son of God, will always have contention within the soul, because the Spirit of God is working in our hands, bringing every thought. Because that scripture talks about God's desire is to help people to build a body without what? Spots or wrinkles. Somebody does not tell you, say, look, yeah, this spot is on your face. There's no way you can remove it. Praise God. So you want to go to look at the mirror, look at the scripture. The scripture will tell you, see, there's this spot here. And then we'll think of how to remove it. So the Spirit of God is there. And God should help us not to be tired to responding to the unction of the Spirit. That's where the bottom line. It is not me that is coming to tell you. Because if it is the Spirit of God, I will tell you in your bedroom, maybe when you are in the toilet, maybe when you are in the car, when you know. And in fact, that is the more effective way of being able to cleanse ourselves. Not when I come and tell you. In fact, the Bible tells us we should not judge so that we do not be judged. That's one. Say, remove the plank that is in your own hands so that you see clearly If there is plant in my own eyes, what I'll be, I will see, maybe I will be seeing a shadow, I will be like that, that's my understanding.
Praise the name of the Lord.
So let us ask God to help us not to quench or resist the Spirit of God that is in our hands. At this time in this race, we should be quick to responding to the unction of the Spirit of God. That is why if we don't have it, if we quench him, he withdraws. Praise the name of the Lord. That is one point I want to make. The way I will be able to easily be able to drop and remove the weights and the things that is necessary is by yielding the doctrine of the Spirit and receiving the help of the Spirit of God. Praise the name of the Lord. It is not by my ability. It's not by my works, but it is by the help of God, by the help of the Spirit of God that is there put in us. So if we do that, then we'll be patient to run the race. Patience is very, very important. Praise the name of the Lord. Patience is very important. That's some of the things I will mention. You know, that is why at times when we lack patience, God says, tribulation doesn't work, we'll get out. Patience. Praise God. That is why God allows us to be in some trouble. Why? Because he wants to work out patience in us. Hallelujah. And I think the best way to go is to submit quickly and say, God, I submit. Because even if we run away from that situation, it's supposed to bring patience into our life. We still need to fight the battle another day. When we say, God, I want you, God, I love you, God, I want to be where you are, he will now bring us to that point where we refuse to allow. Praise God. Verse 2 says, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Jesus is the author. He started the work in us, and he will finish it. And he says that, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross. He despised the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. Brethren, there is a joy ahead. Praise God. Just like a student, you're reading your book. You know, I don't know whether students, whether you put your leg in the pocket, cold water pocket these days. I don't think you do that again. And in fact, your parents will tell you, say, don't put your, you get pneumonia. But those days, good students do everything to make sure they stay awake. And when they stay awake, and read, and the Lord comes out, and the Lord is being announced, first class, you know, the whole congregation will get out. There's a joy that comes to you. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, jam is coming. You know, and why is by the corner. So the students are here. Some young people are just being announced. But if you work hard and the result comes out and they say 8-8, 9-8, your parents will be happy, there will be a joy. In fact, they will buy you snacks. Those of you who want to go abroad, the parents will now say, America, this is all you. So, brethren, that is it. Brethren, the Christian race has a reward at the end. Even in this life, I'm not talking about, well, in the life to come, that one is short. She's short, but in this life, praise the name of the Lord. You live a good life. Most of us are benefiting from the life that we live. Most of us, some things that are happening out here, we don't even know. Praise God. Now, we're not talking about drugs. They say that a new one now that is Lebanon. Huh? Anybody knows about that one? There's somebody outside. Say Lebanon. You just open the balloon. And then knock you off. I said, what's wrong in the balloon? I don't know about that one. But so we are shielded. And brethren, that kind of life in God, brethren, is, in fact, not attempt going there. You know, we there are no question of who then you can try. But people who have tried will tell you what their experience is. They say, thank God that I didn't go that way. And our children should be thankful to the parents that you're not being exposed to that way. Because it is death and darkness. By the time you come out of it, if God doesn't help you and catch you at it, like the prodigal son would have died, eating what? In fact, there won't be any food. But God delivered that prodigal son fast, fast, so he ran back home. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, brethren, that is what we are saying here. We should not get a joy. Get a joy that you get from submitting yourself to God, giving yourself to God, and aspiring to be a child of God. There's a joy that comes from within. And say the joy of the Lord is what?
Strength. Many of us have strength because we don't have joy of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. St. Peter talking about being anxious. Anxiety. What are we doing today?
Fear.
And all that. Being careful about something. Being careful about many things. That was the problem that Martha had. Careful about many things. But Jesus says, be careful about nothing. But by prayer and supplication with what? Let your request be made. And then what did he say? He said, this peace, my peace that passes all understanding. Jesus is the Prince of Peace. So keep your hands and mind in Christ's presence. This is the place of safety. Hallelujah. This is the house of refuge. Not physically and spiritually. This is the house of refuge. So we should be thanking God for giving us. Thanking God for bringing us this way. Those of us who got to know the Lord when we are older, you know, we say, oh God, I wish I had known God earlier. Thank God for this new young one that have known God earlier. Praise the name of the Lord. There is joy. There is something that is there's a reward. There's something that we will thank God for. Praise the name of the Lord. It says, for considering him that endured, this is Jesus I'm talking about. Considering him that endured such contradiction of sins. Contradiction of sinners against himself, let ye be weary and faint in your mind. So that's why meditation at times we just think about Jesus. You know, what I was thinking about him. Jesus will tell his father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Somebody is putting me down, despising me. Can I? Oh, Father, forgive them. They really don't know what they are doing. Now, most of the times, we hurt ourselves. But when somebody hurts me, they are saying, you don't think, you know this. He knows this, he did. But it may not be true, brethren. Jesus had a large heart. He had a large heart. Simeon, when they were studying him, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they
Let us ask God to give us that kind of heart, brethren. If you have that kind of heart, you will not be offended in anything. Yes, Latin. He didn't fight back. That is the heart of Jesus. You want to be like Jesus? Let God give me that heart. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So that is where God is from. He's not like for you and for me. No, we talk about love. My own love, bro, is you give me, I give to you. It's not. You not give me, I don't give to you. I give you, don't say thank you. Oh, forget it. You see, that's why that being thankful is very important. That's what he did inside. He doesn't say anything. He just say, give it to me. Praise the name of the Lord. But Jesus died for us. He gave all for us. He still loves us. Still loves you. What we make it to be, and we repent, he forgives us. It is not his desire that we should perish, but his desire that you have life, have more abundance. Brethren, that is the Christian faith. That is the path. And why God is leading us through this path, brethren, He's joining our hearts, joining your hearts. He wants to take away that hard heart from me. He wants to take away that hard heart from us. He's giving us enough time, brethren, to be able to now say, Lord, help me, and to be able to receive His help. Praise God. That is why, brethren, we are here. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why they hide. But you told the children of Israel, they said, go, because you are a stiff, naked people. And God will be you. Because of the heart. You know, so God is helping us and dealing with our hearts. You know, the Bible says, a broken and a contrite heart, God will not despise. Praise the name of the Lord. So, that is it. We should think about it. We should not forget. Like somebody says, don't you have any challenge? Maybe how am I going to deal with my brother who has helped me? I think a brother or sister says, what do you ask like yourself? What will Jesus do in this situation? Well, get and know what Jesus will do, how he will react to every situation, brethren. That is it. We have overcome. Praise the name of the Lord. So he suffered for us. You know, he took our pains, he took our sins. He said, even by his stripes we were healed. All that he went through was because of us. Praise the name of the Lord. So let us look at it. There was a joy. There was a joy. There was something he saw. That was what gave him his strength. He had a vision. And he comes to me and said, do I really have a vision? Do I really have a vision? Do I have a vision? When I got born again, what was my vision? Yes, God is going to take care of me. God will take care of me. I had a vision. But when a situation comes and it's like God is not hearing me, He's not taking care of me, the vision goes and my faith begins to. But brethren, if we have a right vision of the joy of the crown, call it crown, of what reward lies ahead, or I have a vision of where God is calling me to, what life at the end will look like, and it's clear to me, like the Hebrew men who saw a city that they were looking for, brethren, my life will not be the same. God has been trying to talk to us about death. I'm afraid of death. We all are afraid of death. But God is trying to demystify it. Because after, at the back of death, there is something for those who follow the Lord. There is a blessing. Like what you were telling me, I said it's like a transition. It's not something to be afraid of. We are afraid because we have not seen clearly. Praise the name of the Lord. So Jesus died and he rose
and you are king for us. So brethren, we should look at it. Hallelujah. He saw a joy. And that joy he saw is where we're going to. And we are going to be part of that joy. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why I said, and you have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. We are children. Say, my son, despise thou not the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of me. For when the Lord, for whom the Lord loveth, he does what? Chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, nobody likes chastening. Nobody, is there anybody who likes something? Nobody likes something. I like good food. I like good house. In fact, I like a good car that does not break down on the road and keep me on the road. We like good things. Nobody likes suffering. Is there anybody who likes suffering yet? You say, you're not fasting. It's not conscious fasting, but there's no food for you to eat. Anybody who likes it? Nobody. Hallelujah. Praise God. I that that situation, what do I do? I come on. I say, God is unjust. Why is he blessing this and not blessing me? Why is God not taking care of me? You know, and all that because I'm a Christian. Why God is not God taking care of me? There's no problem. But he says, if ye endure chastening, enjoy a little time of hardship. He says, God dealeth with you as with sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastening, whereof all are partakers. That everybody, all his children are being chastened, all are partakers. Then are ye what? Bastards. And not what? Praise God. If I have a son in the house, and the son does not, it's just spoiled. The child is jumping off. The child is going his or her way. But no parent will see the child is behaving and just keep quiet, close his or her hand. And the child that's not sleeping will think that, oh, my parents love me, it's not all that. When you are disciplined, then you are a son. I don't know how I can communicate that. Children don't like discipline. But if you are a son, your child, the son of God, God will discipline. But that doesn't mean that all the chastening, all the situations you are going through is just in the hand of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That doesn't mean that. Some of the situations you get will wash into it. God is saying, don't go there, but you're walking in there. But even in that situation, God is already around to watch you. Ready to deliver you when you say, God, have mercy. You know, like Peter, when he fell into the sea, just say, Jesus, Lord, help me. God just gave a deliverance of him. Praise the name of God. But there are situations God will leave us and put us there so that we can learn because we are children. That's a difficult one. Praise God. Praise the name of the Lord. I'm hungry, I don't have food. So a good God may then want to eat. Things are tough. Situations are just like that and all that. Tribulation work and patience. Praise the name of the Lord. God is not unjust. He has a purpose. He has a plan for you. As long as our hearts are right towards him. I don't know how to communicate that. You know, there are things about God that we cannot understand. See, the things that are revealed to man belong to us, but the things that are not revealed belong to God. If God does not come and tell you clearly that you are going through this situation because of
this. I'm sure if we will ask God with a sincere heart, God will tell us.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. So, whatever you are going through, oh child of God, and you know your desire is to do God's will. And not to do the will of other people. Not to do it the way you think other people are doing it. Not to do it the way you think that is the right way. But you're waiting on God and all that. God is in control, He's in charge, He will deliver you.
Praise the name of the Lord. Joseph is a perfect example. Praise the name of the Lord.
Joseph is a perfect example. The fact that he was put in prison, it didn't change his character. Hallelujah. He was still doing good. But when the appointed time came, God delivered him and promoted him. In fact, he was supposed to have gone to civil servant grade 1, grade 2, grade 3, grade 4. Alright? But all those trials he went through brought him down. But when he learned and overcame, the promotion he got, in fact, was even. He put him immediately to what? The head of service. And jumped all the business.
Praise the name of the Lord.
That is how God works. And that is why we must have faith and believe in this God. Praise the name of the Lord.
Now let me quickly go to verse 7.
He says, now, no chastening for the present. No suffering, nothing you're going through for the present seems to be joyous, but what?
Grievous.
Nevertheless, afterwards, it yielded the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereof.
Praise God.
What I'm going through now, am I learning from it? Are you learning from the situation you're going through now? Are you asking God questions? Or I'm just walking hard to shake it off? I'm thinking all kinds of things to be able to maneuver and to get it off. It's not joyous to have pains in my body and go through, you know, some health challenges. It's not joyous. It's not joyous to be in a situation where these are practical things we're talking about now. Where you don't have food. You don't have anything to. It's not joyous. You know? Then it got to a point where people were saying, why do the righteous suffer? If you start to see, he said, why? In fact, he was crying to God. Why do the righteous? He was asking God. But he came to the point, he said, now I see. He saw. He was able to understand. He says, Psalm 73. So that you can read that. He was able to understand the end of the unrighteous. That is the end of the unrighteous.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah. The God that we have is a God that has so many paths. You want to see his face, you say, you can't see my face, but I'll show you my back. Even his back alone, what he saw was glorious. Praise God. So that is God. So what you think is suffering, brethren, God is working out your life. Because the life of the spirit is it 180 degrees opposite to the life, the physical life? That is true. The life of the spirit is opposite to the physical life. That is why the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus is what delivers us from the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death will say, if you slap me one, I should give you hundred three times. That is when I can show you power. But the law of the spirit say that when you slap me,
I should thank God for you to stand. Praise God. For me, in the earthly realm, it doesn't make sense. In the physical realm, it doesn't make sense. But in the spiritual realm, what is this? That is power. Praise God. That is why I say, overcome what? Evil. With what? Evil. Huh? Okay. Overcome evil with good. Somebody does you wrong. Do the test in good. Praise God. Somebody tells you foolish. Look at the person from your hand saying, I bless you. Somebody refuses to, you greet him, he refuses to answer you in the morning. Keep greeting the person. Brethren, that is where the strength is. That is where the strength is. It is not when you greet the person foolish. Greet the person and stop repeating. Don't get away. You say, let's read it out loud. When the person comes, I tell this to you. He will not overcome. Look at the person in the face. He can come to you, quack you down, or she will quack you down, or she will slap you. You say, good morning. You will still get away. I've told you not to greet me. Greet the person the next time you see the person around that. The person will break. Or the person, when he sees you, you will now start. I'm sure some of us have had that experience. When you see the person, you're going to him and say, how are you? The person, next time when he sees you, he will run away. When you run away, go that way. You follow him and go that way. Friend, it is a powerful instrument to be able to overcome the enemy. So the light shines in darkness, and what? That's what I know for the enemy. Friend, that's the principle. That's the spiritual principle. That's the principle of this life. Thank God for those you are trying to get them upset and get them angry. That calm and smiling. Say foolish. I'm talking to your last you are not prepared. You understand? The person is accusing you and then you are laughing. Friend, it is power. The devil wants us to react. When you react, you lose your covering, you lose your glory, you lose everything. Praise God. The devil wants to intimidate us. Praise God. But when you bring light against darkness, darkness can never come to you. That is life. Praise the name of the Lord. That is the life of a Christian. And that is the life of a son. When Scripture says that creation is waiting for the manifestation, you know, the revelation of the sons of God, that is what it means. When the sons of God appear, okay, God has said our end time, this is appearance of the sons of God. You know, if my God, that means that when righteousness comes, unrighteousness will have to give way. Why you have all this darkness around? It's because there's not that manifestation of the high level of people who can stand to Christians enter politics when they enter politics. Instead of the light overcoming the darkness covers them and they now compromise. So one leg here, one leg here. Sorry, I don't talk about this, but I want to talk about what's the lady, the student of the Abuja.
The other one, the Abuja, the politician, the Abuja, the Labour Party, that was spitting fire with the, for me, on my own assessment, she has compromised. You know, she was fighting Natasha, you know, around that. But now, when they opened her own ganga, they opened her own boss. But initially, she was trained. She didn't want to take their money. They gave her millions for that. She rejected it. They came again and still now, she's just a Christian to be in politics, brethren. That is the strength of Daniel has to come upon you. Hallelujah. And you have to be ready.
ready to come, they will throw you out, they will be what you have to stand. Praise the name of God. And that is the battle that we are battling with. The devil will say, if you can't beat them, do what? Join them. You know? Praise the name of the Lord. So, we have to overcome. You know? Because the fruit of righteousness is that this, you know, we need unto them that exercise thereof. That's this 11. So, wherefore, lift up. This street of reverence is for those of us who are down this time. Alright, so I encourage them. It says, therefore, lift up what? The hand which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight path for your feet, let that which is lame be taken out of the way. But that be torn out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Praise God. So there's a call for those of us who are under pressure. Not that the enemy will come, say he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. Those of us, the enemy has beaten us so down that what can I do? You understand? You just hang there. You understand why you say I'm just hanging up there. That's one like I don't like our word. That's what I said, how are you? We are just hanging on. We are not hanging on, brethren. Lift up that hand. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's what we are told. When you feel your down, get up. Start blowing in tongues. Start speaking in tongues. The enemy comes to your home to come and oppress your home. Oppress your home. Oppress your husband. Oppress your wife. Get into the closet. Lift up and exercise authority in that home. Hallelujah. That is when speaking in tongues. It's not we are here, yes, we are encouraging them to train us to know how to speak in tongues. Not when you come and say that, when you're alone, you cannot. Speak in tongues, plead the blood. By the time you walk around, exercise your authority in that home. Not to do it, no. The person is out, but you're exciting your authority in that home. The person comes in and he finds out that there is an authority that is born in that home. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. That's hand that is down. Lift it up. Hallelujah. When we are down, brethren, that is when we need to engage God, like we've been told. When you are down, let us talk to God. I always say, you know, at times we want to choose special words. How we pray. I want to pray like my brother. I want to pray like my sister. Let's talk to God. At times I used to do my own interpretation. I used to talk to God in my own language that I know. And when I talk to God that way, God hears me better. And I know inside me. Talk to God the way you know how to talk to God. Not English is not our mother tongue. Okay, although we have to. There are those of us who can speak more about it. Whatever language you can use to communicate better to God, use that language. Tell God the way you feel with it. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pray in tongues when you find your instead of crying, groaning, pray in tongues. Pour out to God the way He sees what He wants us to come out to you. And by the time you do that, you're going to find that the dark clouds that are there will leave. Hallelujah. Maybe there's something you have been discussing with somebody and you want to this morning. You're not able to see eye to eye. Take it to God. Praise God. There are practical things that we can do. So, that hand, that situation that is putting you down, that hand that you want to say, put down the hand. You want to raise your hand to bless God. You want to raise your hand, your mouth. You want to open your mouth to cry to God and then to shut up. You put your hand down, your knees now is weak, so you can't even bend it. But rise up. Lift up that hand. Stand down with me. Hallelujah. Today, just say it is me and you. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And in fact, there's something I used to say. immediately when we are able to identify that the challenge I have or the challenge you have is spiritual, the battle is halfway there.
Hello?
You have me one out. If you are able to know that the challenge you have, the challenge we have, it is spiritual, that the spirit that is involved in it, the battle is won. Because we have a name that is above every name. Alright? We can find principalities and principalities and powers and what. So if you know that the spirit is involved, press on. Because you have the ability to deal with the spirit. It's when I don't know whether that thing is the spirit that is at war, I'm not convinced. Or whether somebody is doing all this as a result of my own history.
Praise God. Let God give you a simple example.
When you move, every night you hear on your door, on your window, and you're shaking. Every day you hear ka-ka-ka-ka-ka-ka on your door and window. You're shaking. You know that is the reason witchcraft spirit is coming. When it's on your door, there was one. Who were living at the every door, the door, she I don't know, she. So one night I just said, okay. He told me, the truth came out quietly. I said, I'm going to see that witch that is harassing our internet. I thought, just change you from the door and push it out. I don't see anyone. That was the final time.
Praise God. I remember this brother Mike used to contest the universe.
He would go out in the night and would tell those spirits that are there. He said, you'll be shouting, say, come out. You won't see anything.
Praise God.
Spirits walk in intimidation and fear. And immediately, brethren, we are afraid. You lose your covering. The glory of God that is covering you, you lose it completely. So that is why we should not be afraid. Remember, Jesus says, be thou what? Strong and what? Courageous. Brother, we need to be strong and courageous. If you know that your situation is spiritual, it is halfway wrong. Because you have the instrument to be able to deal with the spirit. You have the power. Praise the name of the Lord. You have faith, you have to have faith. Praise God. Hallelujah. You can renew the campaign. You have the name of Jesus to be able to do that. We are spiritual things, so it's not just that. Yes, we are gathering this that we are told the other day, brethren, that we are hybrid beings. We are the only beings that can have access to the spirit. Have access to the physical. But we don't realize because we're always on the physical. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are spiritual and we are physical. Praise God. So we are hybrid. And we are the only kind in the animal kingdom, human beings, and only can have the spirit of God, can communicate with God, and can also interact with the physical being. Praise God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, brethren, that hand that is drooping, that weakness, that oppression that is weighing you down today, brethren, raise up. Rise up against it.
Hallelujah.
Let it not die. Because what the enemy does, remember, he comes to steal, to do what? To kill and to destroy. When he steals, he will just kill. And then by that we know it is destroyed. But brethren, but Jesus has come to give us what?
Life.
Not just life, but to give us the life what? More abundant. Praise God. Then he says, follow peace with all men and what? Holiness, without which no man shall see God. 15. Look diligently lest any man fail of the grace of God. Let any root of what? Spring up trouble you, and thereby
many be defiled. This root of bitterness, brethren, is something that we need to guard against. Because that is a powerful instrument that the enemy uses to pollute and to defile the body. We must make sure that my heart is not bitter. Whatever thing I need to do, if my heart starts getting offended and is not taking care of quickly, it will degenerate. Just becomes chronic. You know the way disease is called? It will come, you don't treat it, it now becomes a chronic disease. And by the time you know it, it will now start affecting others, affecting the church. And by the church will lose strength. You will lose strength, the church will lose strength. Praise God. Let there not be any root of it. Don't be bitter against anybody. Well, that's a very tall order. You know, because by the nature of emotions is there and all that. But brethren, let us go to God. You can go to God and say, God, this is my heart. Even if you don't tell me, you already know this. This is my heart getting offended. It's getting offended against this person, against this person, against this person. But you know, Lord, I don't want it. Take it away. When the enemy comes to whisper, speak in tongues against the enemy. Speak in tongues against the enemy. Don't allow it to settle. Root of bitterness. I'm just wondering whether there's anybody here who has known what bitterness is all about. I've known what bitterness, root of bitterness is. And in fact, somebody who is bitter needs deliverance. I had to cry to God before I was able to deliver. And root of bitterness comes with pride. It comes with contentions, arguments. He is the one, or she is the one who did me, not me. He is the one that apologizes. I don't know what I'm communicating. Have you been bitter? If you have been really bitter, you agree with me, you know what I'm talking about. And anybody you talk to about that person, even if you don't want to talk about the person, no way, conversation, that person will come in. And even if you just say a word to that person is kind of polluted. The next thing is he becomes a transmitter. And you begin to wonder where he came from. He came from the person who was offended to the other person. Bread is a dangerous instrument that the devil uses to produce. Let the hand of the root of bitterness. Praise God. Forgive so that you'll be forgiven. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Judge that you will be not judged. Praise the name of the Lord. Bread, these are armor. You use to cover yourself. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no condemnation to them who are what in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. When we obey the Spirit, brethren, nobody can condemn you. No one that is fashioned against us shall prosper. And every tongue, every word, tongue that is lifted against us in judgment will do what? Condemn. That is the heritage of the sons of God. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise that is where we can see this. Righteousness, you know, that then put on the armor of righteousness. You know, that the breastplate of righteousness. But this New Living Translation says the armor of righteousness. Brethren, righteousness is an armor that covers us. If you're righteous, in fact, anything you're doing, you are telling the truth, not the half truth. You are not the half truth, but the truth. Whether I tell you, I tell the truth. You are walking in righteousness. You have salvation. You are saved. Come, your brain is covered. What again? You have the faith. You have the word. Present. The enemy cannot touch you because you are really loaded and covered, and you have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of the God, word of the Lord. If you recover and render, you will be able to overcome the darkness and the evil situation that we are facing at this time. Our hearts will be covered and shielded. And brethren, will stay safe and be able to overcome the enemy.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Verse 15 talks about let there not be any fornication or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of bread sold his birthright. You should be careful, don't sell a birthright. It may not be for bread, but you can sell a birthright for anything. Maybe your three business and many things. But we need to be careful. We don't sell a birthright. Don't sell your birthright to the child of God. Praise God. For you know that afterwards, when he would have inherited the blessing, he was rejected, for he found no place of repentance, though he sought it carefully. So, brethren, there is a place one can get to, a Christian can get to, and may not find the place of repentance. This is scripture, you know. This was in mind, he saw this baptized. Let them think of their things we can do, and you find out that our heart is not having it, it can't happen. Thank God for the prodigal son. He weakly said, I'll go back to my father. Praise the name of the Lord. There's a lifestyle, an ungodly lifestyle, a man, a child of God, can keep living, continue living. The Bible says that. So shall we continue to say that grace in our bounds? There's an ungodly lifestyle. Please hear me, young people. There's an ungodly lifestyle. You keep living in this, and you don't find a place of repentance. You get to the point where you want to repent, you cannot. That's a very dangerous place to get to. We will not continue to see that grace is found. Grace will not allow God to last around forever. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So, if the word we are sharing touches you today, quickly go to God. It's not the only person. And say, God, I want to change my ways. I want to go back. And the prophet spoke to himself. He didn't talk to anybody. He said, I will arise. This kind of life, this kind of suffering, when there's abundance in my father's house, I will arise and go up. I'll go to my father's house. The father is waiting for me. The father said he didn't condemn me. When he didn't want them to say, I'm not worthy, just my son, just him, quite shut his mouth. And he brought him and he restored him. Praise the name of God. But there is a place where I don't believe, a Christian who continues in sin may get to. I will not find a place of repentance. Esau got to that place. He sold his birthright. Hallelujah. For those who have not had the gospel, for them, when they say they didn't hear, they are surprised that they hear about the coming salvation. Like that man on the cross. He said he heard about Jesus and he said, Father, remember me. Today you're going to be with Jesus. He didn't get to baptism. He said, one baptized the water. That's what he did. Yes, maybe he didn't see the Spirit of God. So he didn't receive the Holy Ghost baptism. But the next time he was with Christ. Hallelujah. So the unbelieving person may have opportunity. But the believing person that continued in sin and hoping that one day, let me just try it. When I get older, and I will have time, but finally, you will not have the time. This is what he sought. He cried. He looked for it. But he never got it. May God help us so that we don't come to that point. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go down to verse 22. He says, but ye are come, that is, we are come to Mount Zion. And unto the city of the living God and the heavenly Jerusalem and to an innumerable company of angels. Then as we are here, you know it will be difficult for the gospel. We are here physically.
you can touch me and touch you. But brethren, may God open our eyes to begin to see that we're not here alone. We're not here alone. Even when I'm alone, so we are not alone. There's nothing that I can do in secret. Praise the name of the Lord. Because God's presence is with us. In your room, in your bedroom, when you're in the toilet, when you're in the kitchen, when you're in the room, God's presence is with you. And you will be able to see it positively, brethren. I mean, it's wonderful. Let me say, Lord, show me your presence. Let's say, your glorious presence. And when the glory of God appears, they appear in the smoke. Appears in the smoke. There's the glory. And when the glory of God appears, he says, nobody will be able to change that. But the final one, of course, when there's a little quiet, and when people they are losing control, then they are one to jump on, even if the Spirit of God to come and say something. Brethren, when the glory of God comes, no, without the praise, nobody will help you, you will be able to see it. Praise the name of the Lord. The glory of God comes in everybody's God. And that is what we will do. Because Moses now told God, if you don't go with us, we will not go. Don't send us. How will the people know that we are your people? If you don't go with us. Praise the name of the Lord. How will be there are many, many churches, so called, in quotes. There are many, many denominations. There are many, many men of God. There are many, many. What I mean, population is many. But how will they know that you are a son of God? It's when you carry God's glory. How will they know that we are God's people? It's when we carry God's glorious presence. Praise the name of the Lord. When the presence of God is with us, what is the presence of God? Because what is the presence of God? The fear of God. Hallelujah. The unity of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. The light of God. The ministries of the Spirit of God, the manifestation of the Spirit of God. The anointing of God and all that. Brethren, that's what we should pray for. That in our lives, let God's presence be manifested in my life. Say whatever thing I do, whether I eat or drink. I do all to the glory of God. Praise the name of the Lord. That's why the other was saying that I know what is good. I know what is righteous. I know what is pure, what is lovely, what is of good report, what is worthy of emulation. I know it. Think on this thing. I know those things. But am I know those things. Praise the name of the Lord. That is desiring, that is being able to do those things. I know what is good, I'm able to choose right. I know what is wrong, I can't be wrong. That means what is sin? Sin is if I know what is right and don't do it. That's one. Or if I know what is wrong and do it. That is all my reward in this. Praise the name of the Lord. I know what is right, but I don't do it. I know it is right to take this chair out of this place. Or maybe you are Julius comes. And Spirit of God tells me it is right to honor Julius. And Julius come and sit here. I will sit out here. It's right, but I don't sit right. And so say, see, Brother Julius, you can just, I see that. You see? That's a difficult one. Or when I'm passing Brother Charles, say, Brother Charles, how are you? God said, I should bring Brother Charles. Just say, Brother Charles, the other day, you didn't bring me. Just, you see? Say,
I've sent for people like that. Alright? I know what is right, but I'm not doing it. Alright? Praise God. Hallelujah. Simple. That is simple definition. I know what is. Okay, that's what is good. Then I know what is not good. But I'm doing it. You understand? You understand? That's not good. At times I want to act like a big brother. I just come. Maybe I see what's more. Just like the big man, brother, you guys. Just smart. I'm not responding. Then, these things are the things that the Spirit of God is working with us.
It's here.
It's here. Guard your heart, because out of it are what? Who I am depends on my heart. What I'm thinking. How I relate with you depends on how. Everybody, we have all have to work at it. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, I'm saying God is perfect, but that is the way. You see somebody saying, I don't like the person. Oh, we don't like. That's true now. There are people like their business. That's true. There are people who like their business. There are people who don't like their business. Maybe because I'm not close to you. But brethren, God expects me. When it comes like that, God knows me. In fact, the Spirit of God has been, he says, he took them a long journey in order to try their hearts, to see what is in their heart. God wants a perfect heart. God cannot bring the people into the kingdom of God and finally rebellion again. Satan has done his own rebellion, then his rebellion. No person will enter the kingdom of God to go and conduct it to him. The person has already known his own. Praise the name of the Lord. That is why we need to guard our hearts. That is why God is leading us through this long journey to try our hearts. You know, you know that they are very, very great and very great and that. Even when they came to that, where they made the golden altar of incense, so that Levites came out. Levites came out. You know, who are on the wrong side? And they took the wrong side and they took that. A lot. So many, many people didn't enter. Praise the name of the Lord. For those who entered, and they fought the Lord's battle, and God gave them their portion. So, brethren, bring in the rest for the people of God, for us. Hallelujah. And God is with us. He knows why He brought you this way. He knows why He brought me this way. He knows what you're going through. He knows what I'm going through. He didn't bring us out here to not do whatever suffering. Prosper. To take us back again. Brethren, he says here, let us that we should be strong and press on. Alright, press on to the mark of the high calling. He said, we are not of them that draw back unto what? But we are of them that begin to be saving of the soul. And God has made all provision for us. Alright? That we need to be able to partake in what? The divine nature, to become like Him. Because originally that is His plan. Praise the name of the Lord. I think I should end with this scripture. Jesus says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. Say, for my yoke is easy and my burden. It is for me to gather strength and take off that yoke and say, Jesus is you, all the things suffer. I won't go near that one, I won't be able to survive. But he said we should take it. When we take God's brethren, we will receive His grace. When Jesus came and said, not my will, God sent the angel, the minister to me. When he had problem with carrying the cross, he sent her. God will always send her to us. Not in this anymore, but the scripture says that it is what? A very present help in time of trouble. So whatever trouble you're going through, God is there to help us. Praise the name of the Lord. So this has to now just end. If there are those of us whose your hand is drooping, weak hand and the middle of is drooping, and the weak knees, knees are getting weak. You just need to brace up and press it. Let it not die. Let your strength not just go.
Maybe we can pray for ourselves this afternoon.
Those of us who are finding weak, maybe you're weak, you're getting tired in this race. At times you just wonder, maybe you're hanging on there. So that's a real Polish thing. How are you? Don't hang on. Don't hang on. Don't hang on.
Pray the name of the Lord.
That God would bless us, use His words to strengthen us. God is not unjust. He's not an unjust God.
Hallelujah.
He's the one who takes care of us. He says He carry them like a lamb.
Hallelujah. Take them like a lamb. He takes care of the lamb. All that. Praise the Lord. Let's bow our heads and pray.
If there's anything that you don't, anything that God ministers to your heart, then you want to be touched your heart, just take it back to God.